Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil.
Shalom, and welcome to the fourth program of His Word Heals, focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe to Hebrew Nation Radio's Lifestyles Living channel and listen to and pray along with our previous programs. Or if you are new to Hebrew Nation Radio and don't yet have a membership, you can download the first two introductory programs for free at www.hiswordheals.com. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13 through 17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's people, and all the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and chastisements for disobedience, as outlined through His entire word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon Himself, so that we could have a fresh start clothed in His righteousness before Yahweh our Father. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. If you have questions, please contact us at hiswordheals@hebrewnation.net. Each week's prayer time is patterned after the pattern that Yeshua taught in Matthew 6:9-13, with a focus on healing, while we pray in agreement with a variety of new scriptures each week. At the end of today's program, we will continue our brief look into the significance of the upcoming fall feasts, and especially this year's 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Let's take a few moments of silence to prepare our hearts to pray to our Father in Yeshua's name. Dear Heavenly Father, You are our Creator and King of the universe. We want to praise You today as David did. You said King David was a man after Your own heart. David knew how to praise You and glorify Your name, so we want to praise You as well with some of David's Psalms. Today we will praise You in agreement with Psalms 34:1-15, 56:9-13, and 57:9-11. We will bless You, O Yahweh, at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouths. My soul shall make her boast in You. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought Yahweh, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. We look unto You, O Yahweh, and are lightened. Our faces are not ashamed. I have cried, and You have heard me, and saved me out of all of my troubles. Your angel, O Yahweh, encamps round about those that fear You, and delivers us. O Yahweh, You are good. Blessed is the man that trusts in You. O Yahweh, teach Your saints to fear You, for there is no want to them that fear You. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but we that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. We come as children and hearken unto Yeshua. He teaches us the fear of You, O Yahweh. We desire life and love many days, that we will see good. Teach us to keep our tongues from evil and our lips from speaking guile. Help us to depart from evil and to do good, to seek peace and to pursue it. Your eyes, O Yahweh, are upon the righteous, and Your ears are open to our cry, for we are made righteous in Yeshua our Messiah. Fill us with Your Ruach, Your set-apart Holy Spirit, and lead us in the path of righteousness for Your name's sake and for Your glory. Then when we cry unto You, our enemies will turn back. This I know, for You are for me. In You I will praise Your word. In You, O Yahweh, will we praise Your word. In You we have put our trust. We will not be afraid. What can man do unto us? Your vows are upon us, O Elohim. We will render praises unto you, for you have delivered our souls from death. You will deliver our feet from falling, that we may walk before you in the light of the living. We will praise you, O Yahweh, among the people. We will sing unto you among the nations. For your mercy is great unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O Yahweh, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. In Yeshua's name we ask this, and his name we declare your truths, and trust in Yeshua your word and your salvation. Yahweh, preserve us and keep us alive, and we shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver us unto the will of our enemies. O Yahweh, strengthen us upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt change us in our bed of sickness and return us to health. O Yahweh, be merciful unto us. Hear my soul, for I have sinned against thee. O Yahweh, please help your people to do what Hosea 6:1 speaks of. Help us to return to you, O Yahweh, for you have torn, but you will heal us. You have smitten, but you will bind us up. After 2 days you will revive us. In the third day you will raise us up, and we shall live in your sight. 2 Peter 3:8 tells us not to be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with you, Yahweh, as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. It has been 2,000 years or 2 days since Yeshua walked the earth and healed your people in person. We know that even now Hosea's prophecy that he, you, would revive us after 2 days is coming to pass. 2 days have passed, and you are reviving your people. We are being revived in the name and power of Yeshua. The third day is dawning, and we look forward to when you will raise us up and all of your people will live in your sight. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father, that you provide for all of our needs each and every day. If there are any of your people out there today that have needs, please strengthen their faith to know that you will meet those needs as they seek you and your kingdom first. If there is anything in our lives that is hindering your blessings from being showered upon us, your people, please plainly show these things to us and show us how you would have us to correct them. Please open the doors in our lives that you would have us to go through, and close the doors that are not your direction, but that would instead lead us away from you and your will for our lives. 1 John 1:5-10, we are reminded that you have told us that you are light, and in you is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with you and walk in darkness, we lie and do not do the truth. But if we walk in the light, as you are in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah, your Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make you a liar, and your word is not in us. In 1 John 3:3, we are told, we need to purify ourselves as Yeshua is pure. And in verse 4, we are told what sin is and what we are to purify ourselves from. Whosoever commits sin transgresses the law, for sin is the transgression or breaking of your laws. We confess that we and our fathers, our ancestors, have transgressed your laws. We know that we deserve your punishment, your judgment for breaking your rules. But because of your mercy, Yeshua has taken our deserved punishment upon himself in our place. We thank you for your great mercy and forgiveness, and for providing a way of redemption from sin. Please fill us with your set-apart spirit, as Yeshua promised in John 14:26, when he said you would send the Comforter, which is your set-apart spirit, in Yeshua's name, and he will teach us all things, and bring all things to our remembrance whatsoever Yeshua has taught us. Please fill us with your spirit, teach us and enable us to obey all that Yeshua, your word made flesh, tells us. In James 1:27, we are told, pure religion, undefiled before you, is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Open our eyes to the needs of those around us, especially to the needs of the widows and the orphans and those that cannot help themselves. We pray for all of the babies that are being killed in their mothers' wombs. They are truly fatherless, without an earthly father to protect them as fathers should. But we know that you are their true father, and you will avenge their murders. Please, Father, we pray that you put an end to these murders of the poor and innocent and exploitation of the needy. It is so entrenched in our world today, we feel helpless to stop it. Father, those that have attempted to shed light on the murderous selling of aborted baby parts are actually the ones that are being persecuted and prosecuted. Evil is being called good, and now good is being called evil and being prosecuted. And we were told this would happen in Isaiah 5:20. Please strengthen those good people who are shining light upon the evil darkness that is abortion clinics. Protect them and avenge the wrong that is being done to them. Please show us, Father, what we can do to protect the innocent and helpless of this world. Open our eyes and keep us from turning them away. Please give us a heart to help and feet that are quick to help others. Please shine your light through us to illuminate this dark world and expose those that would do evil. Please protect us as we obey you. Protect us with your hedge of protection. We know from Job 1:10 that you are able to put your hedge around us, our families, our homes, and everything that you have blessed us with. This is our prayer, Father, as we know that without your hedge, all of our efforts against our enemies are useless. You are our strength and our fortress in the day of evil that is coming. Please watch over your faithful servants and protect us from our enemies. Keep us from temptations of the flesh and strengthen us against worldly lusts which lead us out from behind your hedge of protection. Increase our faith and our faithfulness. Help us to trust and acknowledge you and your kingdom in all our ways. We pray for our enemies because you instruct us to. We pray for their eyes to be opened to your truth and your salvation before it is too late for them. We pray for them to repent and to choose your Son Yeshua instead, and to follow and obey him to turn and glorify you. However, if they choose instead to continue to rebel against you and your kingdom, we pray that you would destroy their works of darkness and put down their rebellious ways. Make all of their efforts fruitless failures that fall to the ground, ineffective and unfulfilled. O Father, we also come to you today to pray for your complete healing of your people, Father. In the many scriptures we have looked to and prayed in agreement with the past three programs, you have promised healing for your obedient and faithful servants. We have asked you to show us where we fall short in faithfulness and obedience and help us to correct our errors. We trust in the sacrifice that your Son Yeshua willingly made for us on the stake 2,000 years ago. We know that he took our sins and sicknesses and deserved punishments upon himself, and because of your great mercy, you sent him to do this. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, Yeshua, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. This is past tense. We are already healed, Abba. Give us faith to know this, for it to be so. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, we are told that you have made him, Yeshua, to be sin for us. Yeshua, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Elohim in him. We are made righteous through him. We are heirs to all of your promises, including healing through him. In Galatians 3:29, we are told that if we are Messiah's, Yeshua's, then we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All of the promises made to and through Abraham's seed, Isaac and Jacob, all the way through to Yeshua, belong to us as Messiah's heirs and your set-apart children. Thank you, Abba. Please help us to understand and believe the full significance of this. How awesome and powerful is this promise. Help us to realize just who we are in you and to live like it in all humbleness, following the example that Yeshua has set for us, to love one another as he loved us. John 15:12, and for us to be one in unity as your Son is one with you. John 17:22. We are told in 1 Corinthians 12:4-31, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, And there are differences of administrations, but the same Master. And there are diversities of operations, but the same Elohim, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. But to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so all is Messiah. But for one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing come from? If the whole were a hearing, where would the smelling come from? But now hath God, hath Elohim, set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but Elohim hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Messiah, and members in particular. And Elohim has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all prophets? Are all apostles? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. O Father, this is the most difficult of all for us, to be one, Father, when we are scattered among the nations. We need you to gather us and bind us together in your love and in your Spirit, that we would walk in unity with you and with each other. Help us, Father, to forgive and love one another. Help us to realize our individual gifts and jobs that you have given to us, and to focus on those and not on what someone else is or isn't doing, like we would do it. Help us to lift one another up and to pray for one another and encourage one another, and also to correct one another only in love as your Spirit leads us, and to be ready to accept this same correction from others in all humbleness, knowing that none of us has everything figured out and none of us is perfect. We are all still striving with our flesh and fleshly temptations. Please manifest your mercy through us one to another. From John 1, we know He, Yeshua, is your Word made flesh to dwell among us. You provided yourself a lamb for our redemption, and in Him we are made righteous, not because of what we've done or will do, but because of what you, He, has done for us. We accept this merciful gift that you have given us, and will do our best to obey and honor and glorify you, because you alone are worthy, and because we want to love you in return, because you first loved us. Please manifest this forgiveness, restoration, and healing physically in real time today in your people, those that are called by your name, that they would be completely healed without a fleshly doctor's hand, that only you would receive the recognition and glory for this healing, that your name would be magnified in all the earth, and that we would share our testimonies with the world and witness what an awesome and powerful Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, is, our Elohim. In Jeremiah 33:6, you tell us, and the world too, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Please reveal to us and to the world through us the abundance of peace and truth. Please cure us and heal us completely today. Put your hedge against all enemies around us, and we know we are safe under the shadow of your wings. We thank you that you promise wherever two or more are gathered in your name, there you will be also, and that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We are gathered via this broadcast, however long distance it is from where we are scattered among the nations. We are gathered praying in agreement in your name, in the name of Yeshua today. Please hear our prayers and heal your people, both spiritually and physically. Thank you that you hear us and love us and are so merciful and good to us, beyond anything that we could ever hope or deserve. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. As promised on the last program, here's a continuation, another little installment of what significance this fall's total solar eclipse could be for Yahweh's people around the world, and particularly in the U.S., where it will be seen in all its totality from one corner of our nation to the other. From northwest to southeast, a 70-mile-wide path of darkness traversing our nation, marking specifically the biblical date of Elul 1. As mentioned in last week's program, the eclipse will take place on the secular date of August 21st, but its biblical date will be at the most 1 or 2 days prior to Elul 1 of the biblical calendar. Hopefully you had a chance over the past week to do a little research into the historic and biblical significance of Elul 1. Elul 1 is the last 40 days before Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, or Day of Judgment. On this day, Yom Kippur, traditionally, your sins are considered to be either atoned for, or you will receive just judgment for your sins. Yom Kippur is when the priests hung a scarlet thread representing sin on the tabernacle and then placed the sins of the nation of Israel on the goat to be sent into the wilderness. And then they slaughtered the other goat as a sin offering. If Yahweh accepted this offering and forgave the sins of the nation, the scarlet thread would turn white, and they would know they were forgiven for another year. The 40 days leading up to Yom Kippur, starting on Elul 1, were and are still considered as 40 days of repentance. 40 days to examine ourselves and confess our sins and correct any wrongs we have committed before the Day of Atonement or Judgment, that is Yom Kippur. Additionally, and significantly, Elul 1 is believed to be the day that Moses climbed back up the mountain, Mount Sinai, after the sin of the golden calf to make atonement for Israel, or plea for their forgiveness, and receive the second set of tablets with the commandments of Yahweh. The 40 days he was up there the second time were the 40 days between Elul 1 and Yom Kippur. He, Moses, came back down the mountain with the second set of tablets, and having a glowing or glorified face after these 40 days on Yom Kippur. The beginning of this time period this year in 2017 is being marked with a rare total solar eclipse over the entire U.S. Next week we will expand on the possible significance of this year's 40 days of repentance time period, as well as look at what the Israelites were doing back in camp while Moses was going back up the mountain, what happened to Moses on the mountain, and the parallels between Moses' trips up the mountain and Yeshua's first and second comings. So stay tuned and please join us again next week. Until then, blessings and shalom to all of you and your homes.
Oh Yahweh, how great are your works!